Hi, we are Julie and the Podcasters, Angie, Essie, Inga, and Layla. And today we're live reacting to Flying Solo, episode 3, season 2, season 1, obviously. Apparently, I was enthusiastic and optimistic when I wrote this. So we're live reacting to Flying Solo, episode 3, season 1, written by Sean W. Cunningham and Mark Dworkin. I'm not sure if I pronounced it right. And directed by Paul Becker. I'm Inga.
I'm Layla.
And I'm Angie.
Right off the bat, I have mixed feelings about Flying Solo. It's my least favorite episode, but it diverts from the trope that I hate the most, in which a best friend has to keep a secret from her other best friend. Bad house episode, but I don't like episode as an option.
But it's the episode where we meet Willie.
But it's, yeah, that's just being Willie. That's the whole thing. I think it's the song that just makes me not like it.
I like this song.
It's not it. I don't like it. So when we get into it, maybe I'll change my mind. But I remember not liking this episode despite Willie.
I think it's my lowest ranked episode when I ranked my episodes. So I understand the feeling. It's just nothing really happens. It's very, and like their fight gets dragged out through the whole episode so it could end in the song. And I'm like, you really wasted an entire episode on this.
Like her being upset at Julie kind of didn't make sense.
Yeah, we have Flying Solo ranked as number 8 when we did our episode ranking.
Which one was the least favorite
one? The Other Side of Hollywood.
Oh, I see that. I can see that. All right, let's see if I could share Netflix, maybe.
Seems to be working.
Hey, where'd the rest of the band go?
Wait, were those holograms?
Yes, they were holograms.
I plugged it into the ceiling projector before the show. I'd explain it, but it involves algorithms and science stuff.
They just applaud. They just, you know, science, and they're like, it's just funny to me.
I still don't understand how algorithms have anything to do with a hologram band, but okay.
If you say a fancy word, and that's all they need.
The performance was great. Yeah, I don't think the kids know either.
Pretty much, yeah. She was still very, very lucky that Kayla came up with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that direct spot audio thing from last episode. We're like, okay, all right, I guess you'll believe in any excuse they give you, all right?
Yeah,
I don't think they can see us. I wish I couldn't see you.
Okay, people, show's over. Let's get back to class, please.
What was that? Were those holograms?
Hey there.
Sorry.
Hi.
What even is that?
Reggie.
What even is that? What was that?
Could I maybe call you sometime? What's your number?
Reggie, trying to flirt.
I'm so sorry for not asking for permission. I just wanted to show you I belong here.
And as much as I didn't approve of this little stunt that you pulled, I will not go down in history as the principal who kicked Julie Molina out of the music program.
Thank you.
But when you win your first Grammy, I want to be thanked.
When did you start playing with the hologram band?
Oh, it was just one song. We're not a band. They're a band. A hologram band. Definitely holograms.
Why have you been keeping those cute boys a secret?
There's a reason for that. It's just really crazy.
Oh, I'm all about crazy. Let's hear it. Since when do we lie to each other?
Flynn, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry? That's all you've got?
Wait, Flynn, wait, no, come, wait, come on. Flynn.
That was incredible.
It was way better than when you cried and ran out.
Hey, maybe we should
Carrie.
Get to science.
Yeah. Then maybe you can study the chemical properties of manners or something.
Was that supposed to be a comeback? Wow.
Wow yourself.
Another winner.
That was kind of cold. You two used to be friends.
I've earned my chair, Nick. Julie lost hers after she didn't sing a note for a year. Then suddenly she drops in unannounced to upstage me with her little hologram act. I worked hard on that routine. Julie's no friend.
I still want to know what happened between Carrie, Flynn, and Julie.
I'm conflicted with Carrie right now. Okay, I defended Carrie a lot over this course of a year and a little. She said Julie's no friend. But Carrie, we going to act like you didn't make fun of her when she couldn't sing or play the piano the other day? We're just gonna pretend that didn't happen. Is this the part where we laugh? I mean, clap. You literally insulted her in front of the whole class. My voice is a little still gone. I expect her to be like good to you, but you could treat her like not great. I'm like, Carrie Cake. All you do is give. Yeah. I mean, all you do is not give it. I don't know. The way they started off Carrie is very weird. It's like you want to feel bad. Rotten. She is so. I don't know. Something about her.
Yeah, it feels like she's really acting up the mean girl type. Like, I really want to know what her, like, motivation for doing that is. Like, it can't just be that she's they stopped being friends. There must have been a fight or something.
Yeah, she's like, Julie's no friend, but neither are you. So I don't know what she thinks Julie owes her at the end of the day, because I don't see.
That makes me want to know even more, like, what happened between them, right? Because we're speculating that it probably has something to do with, like, Julie's mom dying, right? That she probably pulled away or something. But, I mean, I want to know the actual reason.
Yeah, definitely. There has to be something. I really hope they tell us more next season.
Yeah.
You stop doing that. I'm serious.
Whoa, this one's on you. We were already here. Well, actually, we were over there and then we came over here.
Are we not going to talk about what just happened?
Yeah, the whole school saw you. It's kind of freaking me out.
Okay, good, because it's kind of freaking me out too. You know, you can see us and then people can see us whenever we play music, and my clothes are made of air, but for some reason I'm still getting a wedgie.
The important thing is that we rocked that place. They were loving you.
Are you kidding? They loved us. That was a great song, Luke. Thanks.
The afterlife should come with instructions or a quick start guide or something.
Well, the good thing is that everyone thought you guys were holograms and I got back into the program.
Why do you look so bummed?
Yeah, dude, you're making this face.
That is not my face. I gotta get back to class.
Later, Julie. Oh, tell those cheerleaders I'm single. Oh, and that he's dead. No, leave that part out. She's gone.
The reaction, like, exactly, that just describes them perfectly. Alex is freaking out, Luke is excited about the music, and Reggie is, like, distracted by flirting and completely different things.
We ever got like a picture of what they're gonna rest of the season. I just know their interactions are just so.
Yeah, they're just an awesome friends dynamic.
You guys know I don't handle change well. All right, death. That was a change. Okay, then we became ghosts. All right, another change, and now, we can be seen whenever we play with Julie. Big freaking change.
Yeah, but bro, it was a good change. With Julie, we can play on stage again and be the band we never got to be.
You know, I want to figure out why.
Forget why. Man, I say we invite Julie to join Sunset Curve.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, think about it. With a new lead singer, this band would be legendary.
Hey, I'm our lead singer.
Dude, that girl has the voice of an angel, and she can make us visible. Without her, we're just like elevator music.
I gotta go clear my head. Dude, you're a ghost. Just poof out. Don't tell me how to ghost!
This scene has just so many amazing, funny moments.
Here he comes.
Beep, beep. Coming through. Hey, oh. Nice hat. Cheese. Oh. Ah. 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 Oh, man. Oh, you dinged my board.
I dinged your board? Dude, you ran me over. You're lucky I didn't. You ran me over. You're a ghost?
Yeah. Ever since I learned the hard way that skating in traffic was bad.
That's a dramatic moment.
Sorry.
We love it. We love this moment. It is so good.
It's so funny because never again has he actually all his hair under his helmet. Usually he just puts his helmet over his open hair, but this time he has to have it hidden so he can have this dramatic reveal.
And he had no more boys to impress. He already found one after this moment. He's like, yeah, we're good.
And Alex just melts a little when he sees that.
Like, yeah, that's why Willie stops doing it, because like, well, I don't need him disappearing on me, like fully melting. It's fine.
Good point. I don't want his brain to completely stop working.
Exactly. It was for Alex's sake.
I thought you were a lifer, not just like pass right through.
A lifer?
Yeah, that's what we call people who are living.
You're new to this whole ghost thing.
I can only criticize that part. That word is so crazy.
Isn't that obvious?
Lifer.
Totally. Hey, I'm Willie.
Oh, Alex.
So, what brings you to Hollywood, man? You sightseeing? Picture with that Marilyn girl?
Yeah, actually, I was having a minor afterlife crisis, so, you know, just clearing my head until you tried to crack it open.
I did pancake you, huh? So, minor afterlife crisis?
Yeah, I just keep freaking out about everything, you know? Like, shouldn't we be in heaven or something?
Who's we?
Oh, me and my bandmates. We all died.
Right. Now, that's tragic, man. You guys in some kind of accident?
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that. We ate some bad hot dogs.
Whoa, no way.
Yeah.
Weirdly, that is what happened to Mozart.
Wow, that's actually comforting. Thank you.
I don't know what happened to Mozart.
Hey, do you mind if I ask you a couple more questions?
It's kind of your thing, isn't it? All right. You just gotta keep up.
Hey, wait up.
Willie really is fishing for like to figure out if Alex is into boys or not, isn't he, in this scene?
Yeah, he definitely is. He was like, let me just try as much as I can. Make him chase me too. And yeah. Guess what? His methods.
Yeah, like show him his earring and like ask about the Marilyn girl and who is we and all that. He's very, very obvious.
I mean, yeah, he had to, you know, he saw Alex and was like, well, I gotta go for it.
Obviously.
What's all this?
Just, you know, some stuff on other schools with music programs and some private lesson stuff. I know it looks like a mess, but your dad's got this.
Well, luckily for you, I got back in at my school.
Wait, what? You're not joking me right now?
I went down and put on a show with some go-getters, uh-huh. And Principal Lester let me back in.
Yes! Yes! Oh, you're awesome. I am so happy for you. You are the best.
The Australian School of Music? That's halfway around the world.
Well, I was gonna bring you home for Christmas. Hey, you rock. The best.
He's so cute.
Absolutely. He said, I am not giving up on her dream. Like, who other parent would do that? Not mine.
Not Luke's either.
No, definitely not Luke's. And probably not Alex or Reggie's either.
Okay. Nobody.
I mean, I don't know about Alex's or Reggie's. So,
I don't,
we know Luke's didn't Reggie's. Like the I music mean, in particular. Their parents had other issues, so.
I mean,
yeah, but I feel like
Reggie's parents would have let her.
Maybe, but
he gives off that vibe that his parents really cared about her. I don't know.
And maybe before Alex came out, the parents were all on board with him, like, being a musician.
Yeah,
but okay. I'm not sure if the fact that he likes boys is enough to completely give up on supporting him. Doesn't really sound like they were that supportive beforehand.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's very, like, we don't know. With Luke, we can definitely say his parents didn't support music. With the other two,
at this point.
Yeah, with the other two, they could. But no, like, no parent, no parents are supportive of us, right? I feel like, obviously.
No, that's definitely impossible. Hopefully we'll find out next season.
I like how you keep mentioning next season. I mean, somebody has to have hope, dude. I already don't, I think.
I mean,
I don't want to say it, but I'm fizzling out.
I accidentally wrote season two in my. I'm just gonna assume that's prophetic. And just that.
Reggie, what do you think of this riff? Sweet, I'm feeling that. And then I come in with a little Then Julie comes in with her killer lyrics.
Sunset Curve is reborn.
Guys, you aren't supposed to be out here playing alone.
But we're not alone, because we always have each other.
Ugh. But we had the volume level on one.
But we rocked it on volume 10. You want us to play it again?
We've actually been waiting for you to get home. Okay, so we have some pretty major news to tell you. We had a band meeting earlier, and we want to invite you to join Sunset Curve. And no, you're not dreaming.
Oh.
Oh. She said, that's what you say when you get socks on your birthday, not when you're invited to join the most epic band ever.
Sorry, I'm honored, but I can't think about anything but Flynn right now. She's still mad at me for lying. She hasn't even texted me back.
Yeah, you're in a tough spot. Yeah. So you want to join the band?
Where'd you find that?
Definitely not your dream box.
You went through my stuff?
I know,
yeah, but we can do that now.
No! No, you can't! Boundaries! Give it back!
No! Okay, you need to realize how insanely talented you are, okay? Listen to this. If somebody hurts you, I'm gonna get hurt too. And my life will be real low, zero, flying solo. Oh, whoa. It's a killer melody.
I wrote that about Flynn when she was helping with all my mom stuff. I gotta go.
Hey, what about the band?
Oh, I almost forgot. Stay out of my room!
Yeah! We will if you join our band!
Okay, this is the part, literally this whole scene is Reggie and Luke with zero brain cells. Like, zero, their brain cells are not working at all.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, without Alex around, they're just even more clueless than usual.
And he's like, yeah, we could do that now. I'm like, baby, no, not the
time. Luke just, oh yeah, yeah, that sucks. You're joining the band, right? The band, you wanna join the band?
Yeah, but it's so funny.
So, who's this, Julie?
Oh, she's the girl that discovered us.
Did I mention she can see us? Do you understand my whole freaking out thing?
A lifer can see you.
Yeah, man. No, it gets crazier, all right? This morning we're playing music with her. We become visible to her entire school.
Whoa, I've never heard of that happening before. Maybe this Julie's connected to your unfinished business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, totally. I would completely agree if I had any clue what you're talking about.
Right. Unfinished business. It's why people become ghosts when they die. You know, there's still something they need to accomplish, and once they complete it, they can cross over.
Okay.
But like, when Willie says unfinished business, I feel like that's pretty clear what it means. Like, I don't get how he's confused.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Definitely, doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Like, I never heard of that concept before. I'm like, use that brain.
If he didn't hear of that concept before, I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory. I guess he's just still too distracted by Willie's hair and smile and eyes and everything.
Now I understand why Willie stops doing that hair thing now. He's like, well, this boy is clearly not functioning. I can't keep doing that.
And I think of a word that wasn't lifer, because it's really annoying. I'm on my entire agenda right
now. Would you call living people if you weren't?
I don't know. I would flip it around and call them the undead, because they're not dead. I would call them the undead. Oh, the okay. Be creative, Kenny. Come on now. Like, stop trying to make a lifer happen. Like, I need someone to say that to Willie, because it's not catching on.
That Willie is the one inventing that term and trying to make that happen. No, but no other ghost ever says that. It's just Willie. And since the guys met Willie, you know, the guys are saying it, but like, that's not.
That would be so hilarious if they meet another ghost next season and they're just like, why do you keep saying lifer? What do you mean? What's that kind of word? I thought everybody said that. No. No, they really don't.
They say lifer and they're like, oh, you met Willie, haven't you? His lifer agenda.
That would be awesome.
So how do we figure out what our unfinished business is?
I don't know. You know, some ghosts never do. I still haven't. But, you know, I'm not too worried about it, because being a ghost lets me do my favorite thing. Skate anywhere I want without getting busted. I mean, bro, when I'm not skating here at the beach, I'm skating just in Bieber's empty pool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's that?
You seriously have so much to catch up on, bro. Dang. All right. I'll catch you later, hot dog.
I really don't like that nickname. It's how I died.
Oh, hey, man. Where you been?
Kind of everywhere. Yeah, no, I met a new ghost friend.
For real?
Yeah, he answered a ton of questions.
Yeah, like whether Julie's gonna join the band or not?
Well, we didn't really get to that, but I think I know why we're here. Okay, all ghosts have like
I still don't understand why Alex answers that as if that would have been like a real possibility.
I mean, I'm sure he's used to like Luke's one mind track, so he's like, yeah, we didn't get to that. Let's move on.
I feel like how would Willie even know about that? He doesn't know Julie or us.
I'm just saying, this is like our second chance. All we need to do is get Julie to play with us.
Yeah, not only can that girl sing, she can write too. Luke and I made a killer melody to one of her lyrics.
Oh. Without your drummer. Cool.
Drumming is so 90s. Okay, we're just gonna stomp our feet now.
Okay. Well, you know what else is so 90s? Being rude. All right, get woke. These are sensitive times.
Alex. Ow. I learned that from my ghost friend.
Woke.
Yeah.
That's a cool word.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
No clue.
That's just an awesome scene. It's just amazing.
He's just so adorable. He's just like, oh, I learned something new. I better go share it with my friends. And he did.
Yeah, and just them being confused about things, even like deep dish broke. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've never, like, I guess I'm old, but I was like, deep dish, I also wasn't sure what that meant. And then I figured out with like the context, but I was like, oh, wow, I feel like the boys.
I feel like it should have been obvious that in the context that it can be pizza.
That's true.
It could be. You could have an argument for it.
What are you doing here? I've been looking all over for you.
Not everywhere, because...
I'm not sure if a sparkling backpack is a good thing for sneaking around.
I sent a poop emoji. I think it said everything.
But I need you to know how important you are to me. There's no way I would have made it through this year if it wasn't for you. Yet it was three strangers who got you back into music. I don't need someone in my life who lies and keeps things from me. Goodbye, Julie. They're ghosts. What? The boys in my band, they aren't holograms, they're ghosts. And when we play together, people can see them. What do you mean, ghosts? Like the kind that rattle chains and go boo? No, and I'm pretty sure this is a hurtful ghost stereotype. Who are you texting?
Your dad. He told me to text him if I was worried about you. And, I'm worried.
You're saying things, Jules. All right, so you want to be difficult. Meet me in my mom's studio in 30 minutes, and I'll prove to you that I'm not crazy. Why did you bring eggs?
Oh,
No. No.
See, I grabbed those by mistake. I was, it's not like I was gonna throw them out your bedroom window or anything.
Never.
No, if I'm gonna hear a song from your imaginary ghost band, I want it to be perfect. So get back in there. All of you. You too.
They're not out here.
Oh, I know.
Just Flynn's reaction is just so amazing.
All right, guys, you ready?
Actually,
can you go
over
there?
She's so funny.
Yeah, she is. I mean, she's so dramatic, but that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we probably wouldn't believe that our best friend randomly said, hey, I'm in a ghost band.
Yeah, I would have some issue with that.
Yeah, same.
I'm like, okay. Casper the ghost.
That's, I can understand Flynn, but it's just how she's so sassy and like sarcastic. And it's just hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, even like the whole like, I'm not gonna talk to you again, I don't need people to like lies to me. I'm like, wow. She knows what she wants, and she's like, she's not afraid to go get it. She's like, well, yeah, if you're gonna be like this, I'm not gonna be your friend.
Feels kind of weird walking through you. Boy, when you create a world, you really live in it. Just sit. Oh, if you'll notice, there's no equipment that will produce a hologram. Feel free to look around. The guys took a poem that I wrote about you and put it to music. Aw, I wish I didn't have to talk to your dad after this. It's called Flying Solo.
If I leave you on a bad note, leave you on a sad note, guess it means I'm buying lunch that day. When I look at you, it's like I'm looking at me.
Weird, right?
They're ghosts.
Oh, we prefer musician spirits.
Julie, so does this mean you're joining our band?
Actually, I think you're joining her band.
In the same way that Willie is making, like, trying to make lifer a thing, now Alex is trying to make, like, musician spirits a thing, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. I just love how Luke has fun scaring Flynn a little bit. It's almost like you made Julie sad. I'm gonna scare you.
Yeah, and this whole exchange too, when like he's like, does that mean you're joining our band? And Flynn's like, you're joining her band. Excuse you.
Yes. Yeah,
and Flynn is 100% right.
I'm gonna go with what she said. Still want to talk to my dad? No, I'm good.
The meme real quick. Oh, wait. Wait, I just thought I'm on TikTok a lot. Alex thinking something LGBTQ just happened here. Because that's a little fruity. I just love this. The spin of the episode saves the episodes because they're meant to be besties. So the song, I don't hate the song, but compared to the other songs,
I don't know. What problem with the song? Why do you not like it as much as us?
No, just because the songs are just so good. This doesn't measure up. It's just a preference. I don't know. It's not the content of the songs. It's the other songs are better. It's great. The other songs are better.
I don't know. I mean, out of the band songs, I think Stand Tall is my least favorite, though. So I would think this is better than Stand Tall.
No, I think out of the band calls, songs, I would probably also say Flying Solo is the one that I like least, but like not by much. I still really like the song.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe I'm just being bitter because I don't have a best friend like that. Maybe this is just me projecting, me being bitter because I don't.
I mean, I get what you guys are saying. But again, I just feel like for me, it's just Stand Tall. I like it a little. Like, I skip it a lot more than Flying Solo when I listen to a soundtrack.
Stand Tall, up to Julie's part in the beginning, it's really great. But then I'm like, it's always, because by the end of the season, we had Julie and Luke singing the majority of the song. But then in the end, we still had that same formula. I was like, you couldn't switch it up in the last song. You could have switched it up just a little bit. I mean, they tried to switch it up, given one of those other two boys. I said other two boys, like, I don't know their names. Reggie and Alex, one line. Like, that wasn't good enough. Instead, Julie singing the majority of the song, because she's the lead singer. But the other kids, oh, no, be fair.
I mean, at least Reggie had the band is back, but Alex had like his line in Stand Tall and like three lines in Now or Never, and that's basically it.
This is not dividing equally.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the episode, I like the episode, but it's just, I feel like just nothing happens really, so you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not the strongest episode of the season, but I still like it. Like, I like the friendship dynamic between all of them, and it has Willy. Like, it's the one where we meet Willy, and that's just setting up a lot. So
that's true. You've been wanting to see Boo Boo since the very beginning, so there you go. You finally got your wish.
I started watching because of him. Obviously, I liked just the episode where he finally showed up.
Yeah, it took like 2-3 episodes for him to finally show up.
I looked.
Actually, remember to send feedback. Wait, I'm sorry, but I just wanted to mention that before I forgot. I sent it in the Discord. We can cut this part out. I actually remembered to send the feedback from Danny on Twitter so we could read it before we close. I sent it in the Discord. I just wanted to read it before we close out because I forgot last time. They did it for the first episode and I forgot.
Didn't I? At some point, I saw one of their feedbacks, but I don't remember which one that was.
Well, this is talking about the last episode, The Bride. Right. So
right. Yeah,
you couldn't have read that.
No, not that one, but I mean, like, at some point they wrote something that I read, I don't remember that was, like, a few episodes ago. Do you want to read the feedback now, since we're now talking about feedback?
I mean, if you guys wanted to finish up what you guys were saying, because I just wanted to say it, because I knew I was going to forget.
Honestly, I forgot what we were saying.
I mean, we were just talking about the episode, I think, and what we thought of it.
Also, feedback from last episode. So we got a message from Danny. Danny was a guest on an episode that I wasn't here for, which is very sad. I didn't get to meet them.
I'm so stuck here.
I'm not trying to be gross. Okay, so we got a message from Danny on Twitter, and they said, "Hi, I really like the episode. Bright is one of my favorite episodes, so it's really fun to listen to your live commentary to it. Thank you so much, Dan." And then they also said, "And in Argentina, is also considered bad luck to wish someone an early happy birthday." So that's very interesting. Here's another country down where it's bad luck to wish someone an early happy birthday.
So we're not the only ones. That's good. I guess it kind of makes sense. It's like the whole don't count your chickens before they hatch thing. Like, as far as superstitions go, it makes a little bit more sense than a lot of the others.
That's fair. All right. Oh, this is in reference to the Taylor Swift episode thing we were discussing. Okay. Finally dawned on me.
But the Taylor Swift episode coming soon, hopefully.
I mean, we, by the way, are going to do it, right? Or not?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay. You were going to say something, Inge?
Yeah, I'm asking if we got anything possibly having guests on that so far. I haven't seen anything, but have you checked the guests
on
lately?
I saw it like a few days ago and I didn't see anything.
So once again, if anybody wants to join us for the Taylor rematch Taylor Swift albums to the characters.
Album songs, I really don't know how we're going to do this, but it's going to be Taylor Swift centered with Taylor Swift. And it's gonna be for her birthday.
Then the episode comes out in the week of her birthday. Close enough, I guess. Since I started to include the writers and directors of the episodes, I check on like the fandom page of fandom whatever page from Julie and the Phantoms, and they always have like trivia for the different episodes. Should I read the trivia from this one, this episode? Like, I don't know.
New segment trivia.
Basically. Okay, then let me go pull it up.
Oh, isn't it tomorrow Hanukkah and Essie's not here? Happy late Hanukkah, Essie.
I think isn't it today? I saw a lot of people like.
Isn't it Monday? My friend told me it's tomorrow. Let me Google it. I don't know how to spell Hanukkah, so let's wait. Oh, it's today. Happy Hanukkah, Essie. She couldn't. The make sense. She didn't even bother telling us. I'm kind of disappointed. How am I supposed to be holiday if you don't tell us?
I mean, technically we could have known, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're right. We should have known. Happy Hanukkah, guys, if you're listening and you celebrate Hanukkah.
I found a trivia. Like, some of the trivia is like very, very obvious. Like the first one, it's this episode begins immediately after Bride. Like, yeah, it did. That's such an impressive fact. And then Alex and Willie collide at Dave Hoagie's Hollywood star, who is one of the two creators of the shows. Behind the scenes, Owen Patrick Joyner and Charlie Gillespie decided to take both the Dave Hoagie and the Dan Cross Hollywood star props back to their apartment, evidenced by an Instagram story and various Instagram lives hosted by Victoria Caro, who plays Kayla and is the assistant choreographer, and Soyeon Ann, who is the costume designer. After finding out that they couldn't keep the stars, having caused a frenzy in the prop department, the pair returned it. That sounds so much like Charlie and Owen. And the next one is really obvious again. Flynn finds out that the Phantoms are holograms. Yes, why is this in a trivia section? Like, that's, if you watch the episode, you are aware of that. Julie wrote Flying Solo about Flynn. The first verse of Flying Solo and Flynn are LY. Like, I've never thought about it, but it's all that impressive of a fact. Keep doing this in the next episode.
Maybe not. I mean, it depends on what the trivia is. Like, the obvious trivia, I'm like, why would you? They don't know how to write a trivia.
Maybe next time I'll just own ones that are somewhat interesting. If you want to contact us, find us on Instagram and Tumblr as Julie and the Podcasters, and on Twitter as JAT Podcasters. Email us at julieandthepodcasters@gmail.com or send us a voice message on Anchor. And of course, you can rate and review us on iTunes and any other podcast platforms that allow that. We would love to hear from you, no matter if it's questions, feedback, or your thoughts on the show or a specific episode. Tell your friends.